Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just one more about that timeout. It's an unconventional timeout, but you don't mind that it goes against the grain.
How does it go against the grain?
Well, just in the terms of, you don't see a lot of timeouts being called with a minute left, down 25.
Not every team's in that situation.
No, I'm going to finish the question. The question is this. So is it an example of you needing to develop your team and not worrying about how it bothers other teams?
Yeah, I think so. I got to worry about us and what we're going to do and who we have. So that's all I think about, Casey. I think you know me well enough to know that.
I guess. Okay.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! Stop it! Did not do him like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. KC Johnson joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, KC.
Good morning, KC.
What's going on, guys?
That was hysterical. Jim thought he was, he didn't like that question. He was jumping on it before you even managed to get it out. It's bizarre to watch some of those timeouts. And I get it. He doesn't care about anything but his own team. But, I mean, people want to go watch the Super Bowl. Hey, what are you doing? We've got a party later on today. It was very funny.
Well, also, first of all, I just stepped on your question, so you should probably tell me. Hang on, I'm going to finish the question. Hold on, I'm going to finish the question. If he's only worried about his own team, I mean, all the cameras showed Zach LaVine and a couple other players with looks of befuddlement on their faces. So we asked him a lot about his timeouts. It's just part. He's just an unconventional dude. Now, he's not going to make any apologies for it. And I think he's, you know, clearly to the point where he's a little tired of us asking about his timeouts. But it's part of it. You don't usually see a timeout with a team down 25, which is why so many people reacted the way that they did. But it's just all in the day's work, guys.
It was fair. It was firm, KC. And I think that you have to wonder. I mean, who cares? I guess from outside the Bulls organization and locker room, the loss of credibility that creates, but also he has to start worrying internally if he does. These kind of things persist. But I think big picture, and you've written about this well and talked about it on television, you know, where are the Bulls in terms of what does this in the context of what this Chris Dunn injury means to them? Because they could chase a playoff spot, they're 4.5 games out, or they could decide to go the other route and worry about draft positioning. I don't know what the right answer is, and I'm not sure if they do.
Yeah, I agree, and I think they're actually pretty stuck position, quite frankly. I mean, they had no at all thoughts or inklings or projections for them to be where they are at this point in the season. They thought they'd be much better. They don't have a lot of tradable assets. You know, I quite frankly, me personally, I know they're going to start getting some guys back here after the All-Star break, including potentially Otto Porter Jr. finally. I see what you're saying. 4.5 out, East is bad, and, you know, it takes one good week to get in there. But I personally think this is a week that they sit down and they really just say, hey, what are we doing here? Do we shift to full-on development? Does Coby White move into the starting lineup? Does Coby White start getting more minutes? Does Chandler Hutchison start getting more minutes? Things like that. Because, you know, I've watched this team all season. I don't see a playoff team. And this schedule gets tougher after the All-Star break. The end of it is a brutal close. So I think this is the week. They had a very busy January, 17 games, where you sit down between now. You have one game between now and the deadline. Actually, you have no games between now and the deadline because the Zion game comes 5 hours after the deadline. you sit down, you figure out what you want to do, and you make a plan. But it's the Bulls are not in a good spot right now. They're just not.
Well, they're. I mean, look. I never thought that Chris Dunn was this irreplaceable piece, and in fact, there was a part of me that thought he wasn't even going to be on the roster when the season was starting, because they would kind of replace him, and you thought there was no place for him. But the kid is tough as nails and is a great defensive player and really worked himself into it. Now we're sitting here lamenting the loss of a player that wasn't going to be a part of it when the season started.
Yeah, it's a strange story. I mean, I said on NBC Sports Chicago recently that I actually see a scenario in which he's actually signed an extension with the Bulls this summer, and that's something I never thought I would say last summer. It was clear that he was openly hoping he was elsewhere, and even though he's denied that publicly, I know that for a fact. And he, the Bulls were engaging in trade discussions with him, and he was just disassociated, and something changed with him over last summer, and all credit and kudos go to him. He accepted his role, he bought in, and he's had a very nice season. Now, he's a restricted free agent, so the Bulls need to be doing two things on him right now, and I guarantee you that they have. They need to be assessing what his market is this summer and determining whether or not that fits in their plans moving forward, because if either of those questions is a no, or gives you information that gives you pause, you need to try to trade him this week, because the Bulls are not in a position to be losing anything for nothing at this stage of where they're at in this thing. So that's kind of got to be their plan on Chris Dunn.
Casey, I know you don't throw opinions around casually, so when you say this is not a playoff team, You've seen them as much as anybody, and I know that that's a conclusion that you come to after looking at them, a lot of thought and analysis. So in that context, Zach LaVine, he's going to be a guy that gets you the most in return if you are willing to go that direction, if you are willing to talk about trading him. Do you think the Bulls are, and what would the interest be?
I mean, I've said this too before. When you're where the Bulls are at, you have to – nobody's untouchable. That's obvious. And you have to listen to anything and all offers coming your way. That said, I want to emphasize, I've heard no plans from the Bulls. I've heard no talk around the league of the Bulls wanting to trade Zach LaVine, making him – making calls saying, hey, what does it take to get that? They're not looking to move Zach LaVine. If a team calls them and says, hey, here's Paul George for Zach LaVine. Yes, of course, you're listening, or not even a more realistic trade. I'm using that as a funny example, but even a more realistic trade, if they call and say, hey, we'd like to propose this offer for Zach LaVine, you have to listen to that call. Here's where I stand about Zach LaVine. He is your biggest asset for sure, and he's on a deal that's not prohibitive. It's got 2 years left, and it's not crazy money. If you trade that guy, whether or not he's the number one guy in a championship team, take that part out of the equation, because that's a fair debate. If you trade that guy, you're looking for a guy to replace him who's like him. I mean, you're starting completely over again then, and I just don't think the Bulls have the stomach to do that. This has been an incredibly underwhelming and disappointing year, but Zach LaVine is a positive from this year. And he's not only has he had a good year offensively, I think he's shown growth in his maturity, his decision making, even his defense at times. And so if you're trading that guy, you're completely pushing the reset button again, and you're looking to replace a guy. You're looking for a guy to replace him that's just like him. So I'd be surprised if Zach is dealt between now and Thursday.
Yeah, you can't. There's no way. I mean, that's your team right now. You don't have anybody else that would be worth going out to see. Not that that's be a major issue, but I just think that the guy is a pretty good player. You could work with him. He's going to be in the 3-point shooting contest. Congratulations. At least they're represented, I guess. That's truly bizarre to me. I don't know why. Just, you hope you get into the game. You want to be on the dunk? No, I'm going to shoot through. What? Okay.
I'll explain it, because it's not surprising to me at all. And it's been, to me, it's been pretty, Zach's been pretty clear about this. He doesn't want to be known as just a dunker. And quite frankly, what can he do in a dunk contest that he hasn't already done? I mean, he's been involved in what some say is the greatest dunk contest of all time in 2016 against Aaron Gordon. The dunks he did in both 2015 in New York and 2016 in Toronto are among the best dunks of all time. He wanted to be an all-star badly. We all know that. He didn't make it. He wants a new challenge. Zach's all about challenges and competition. So here's the challenge. No player has ever won the dunk contest and the three-point contest. He's shooting 38% on 11 attempts. Both are career highs, and he thinks it's going to be cool to try to do something different. And he always made clear he was going to be hanging around Chicago. This is why not making the All-Star game was so difficult for him and painful for him, because he felt he played at All-Star level, the games in his home building, and he was going to be hanging around. So he's just trying to do something that interests him and intrigues him and challenges him.
So, KC, before the deadline on Thursday, obviously there'll be some – if Zach LaVine is off limits, then what about Denzel Valentine? Do you think there'd be much interest in him? And then Thaddeus Young is a guy who I would imagine that there was rumored interest from the Clippers. His market may increase before Thursday.
Yeah, I think those are the two that I have my antenna up the most about. I mean, it's clear that Denzel is not a long-term fit here. I don't think there's a huge market for him, but – I do think the Bulls, if you look at their history, when you've got an unhappy player, and Denzel Valentine, even though he's been professional, is unhappy, they do try to move him at least. So I think I'm not going to be surprised at all if Denzel Valentine is moved between now and Thursday. If he's packaged in a deal, perhaps with Thaddeus Young, maybe you get a little bit more back. The Thaddeus Young, Mo Harkless deal to me makes sense on a lot of levels, even if you have Otto Porter Jr. coming back after the injury. I do know the Clippers have also thought about, adding a wing like a Robert Covington. So I don't know if, that's going to happen, but they have scouted him. They have expressed interest in him. So Young and Valentine is going to be, mainly where my focus is. If a LaVine or Markkanen trade happens, that would be surprising. If a younger Valentine trade happens, that would not be surprising.
Yeah, and their situation, the injuries, all the rest of it, it prevents them from really doing anything. They don't even know what they have again, Casey. And how many times have we said that with this group?
Yep.
Oh my
yeah,
God!
That's why I said the Bulls are in a bad place earlier, right? Because that's been the most confounding and difficult aspect to the season. When they were healthy, it was a short-term span early in the season, but they were not good. They remember, they got off that bad start against easy competition, and there were already some signs of, whoa, this was supposed to be better than this. And then they started getting hurt. So it's another lost season, no matter how you slice it. Jim Boylan has pointed to establishing a style of play, and they have defended better. I guess if you're looking for some small positives, there you go. As I mentioned before, LaVine's been a bright spot. I thought Wendell was playing at a high level before he went down. But at the end of the day, this is year three since he traded Jimmy Butler, and you just still don't know a lot about who these guys are together, because they just haven't been on the floor much together. That's really, really troubling.
KC, thanks a ton, man.
Thanks, KC.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.